This is in accord with your, in a general way, with your response to my question about selecting a Chief Justice, at least the implication in that question that maybe there's a better way. We say process, the mechanics of it. Well, if they work at all, way, depending on the people and on the workings of our system, it'll be okay insofar as it, because anything
can be. I don't mean to suggest that the process can be improved, and probably should, you know, should always be under review or reconsidered. Can it be improved in one way, shape, or form? I give an example. I think passive restraints have some value. Certainly, if you the best way to control the flow of traffic down the avenue is to time the lights. Time the lights, people will all drive at 35 miles an hour because who wants to rush up to the next light and put on the brakes? The people who are the total experts in passive restraint and moving people and so forth are the people down at Disney World. You go down at Disney World and you don't wait in line. You're moving up and down these rows. Roped off areas, and it doesn't feel like you're standing in line for a long time at all because you're always moving, and they're aware of that, and then they can manage the herd by putting you into those things, and people are moved on to this ride and moved off, and the speakers are announcing at all times and keep to the right and this and that, and I'm sure that those you get human behavior to follow certain patterns with good process, and I think the people who founded our country and wrote the Federalist Papers had a real good sense of process and how best to maneuver people within certain structures. So I don't mean to suggest that process can't be improved and that it shouldn't be improved, but at the same time, there's this other concept that good people will make any system work, and that bad people, regardless of how good the system is, will not do well.
In part, you are saying, if I may paraphrase, that there's a excessive public naivete and faith invested in jiggering with the mechanics of something. Once there's been a failure and it's recognized, if you say they draw and quarter the guy, then they gotta do the fix up.
Yep.
And people have a naivete about the human capability of by fix up to solve all problems forever.
I agree. I think that's the point that I'm trying to struggle with. You said it better and faster.
Yeah.
Where are we now?
Well,
what talked about?
We were in the speech, in the 69 speech, and we had you mentioned the SATO, the crash program, and I think you want to say in connection with that speech the recommendation or whatever you said about statewide financing or reorganization of the courts on a statewide basis. Didn't you want to bring that into it somewhere?
Yeah, well, that was the gist, as I say, of the Cranach program, and of course, that came to.
Excuse me. Was that related only though, as I thought you explained it, to the Detroit and Wayne County problem? Now, beyond that, did you not suggest to the legislature that it was time to consider appropriating for the financing of courts everywhere through the state process? Or I misread something.
I will not say that statewide financing was my baby. In fact, it was talked about, and I think some of the first steps towards statewide financing were taken during the time that I was Chief Justice, but I have to believe that it was probably somebody else's idea.
Yes.
I was never really crazy about it. although I can see where it has some value, and I think politically it had value, because if you wanted to influence the way things were being done in Wayne County or someplace else, the best way to do that was to come up with the money.
Yep.
And if you were talking about coming into Wayne County with a bunch of dollars to support their system, then you could have something to say about how that was going to be done.
I think I got my cue from Devine. Mike Devine said on May 1st, Law Day, inaugural State of the Judiciary Justice Board joint session, Governor and Robe Justice throughout the state, Chief Justice Brennan proposed statewide financing court system, including employment of all court employees by a unified court employer, same address and so on.
Yeah, that's the point. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that that my emphasis was so much on financing as it was on organization. Let me take a look at this.
I didn't want to get misplaced emphasis on something. I just thought that this was a subject area that you'd want to at least recognize as part of your speech on that occasion, if it were true.